In patients with mild ischemic stroke, small but eloquent infarcts may have devastating effects, particularly on health-related quality of life. I'm Carmen Dave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Dr. Chen Lin from Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago, Illinois, based in the US, who was lead author for the article Infarct Location is Associated with Quality of Life After Mild Ischemic Stroke, recently published in the International Journal of Stroke. This study looks at the association between acute infarct location and 3-month health-related quality of life in patients with mild ischemic stroke.
My name is Chen Lin. I am currently a Bachelor of Neurology Fellow at the Northwestern University in Chicago, Illinois, and by the time this podcast airs, I will be an assistant professor at the University of Alabama, Birmingham.
So in your paper, you outline that you enrolled patients from a single center between August 2012 and July 2013. So what was the study looking at and why that period of time?
Thank you for your question. So we're looking at the mild ischemic strokes. And so mild ischemic strokes account for the majority of strokes in the United States. The median NIH stroke scale in the U.S. is 3, and despite mild deficits on presentation for most patients, a quarter of patients will have some sort of functional disability, and 36% will have impairments in health-related quality of life at follow-up. And so we wanted to better understand the biologic mechanisms of poor outcome following a mild ischemic stroke. In stroke, it's about location, 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 right? So many clinicians have all seen small lesions that can leave a lasting impairment on their patient and future outcomes. And so patients with mild ischemic stroke, small but eloquent infarcts, can have future devastating effects on health-related quality of life. And we've seen that acute infarct location has been associated with disability after stroke, as measured by the modified Rankin scale. And DeHaan in 1995, way back over 20 years ago, published on infarct location and health-related quality of life and found that it was related. But the study used grosser classifications, such as simply comparing right versus left hemisphere. They included hemorrhagic stroke and really didn't target mild ischemic stroke, the predominant stroke population. So we sought to evaluate whether acute infarct location predicts 3-month health-related quality of life in patients with mild ischemic stroke. And we hypothesized that specific infarct locations predict impaired quality of life at 3 months.
So what method did you use to assess this primary outcome?
So we enrolled consecutive patients greater than 18 years of age with a confirmed acute ischemic stroke on imaging over a period of 12 months. And this was at a single center urban cohort, and so it was done at Northwestern University, which is in downtown Chicago, in a prospective cohort. And so mild ischemic stroke was defined as those with an initial NIH stroke scale score of less than or equal to 5. And then we grouped the infarct locations based on region of involvement. So this included cortex, which we define as surface gray matter, subcortices, thalamus, cerebellum, brainstem, which included midbrain, pons, and medulla. The subcortical structures were defined as all supratentorial non-cortical gray matter structures, but excluded the thalamus. We did include basal ganglia and corona radiata into these subcortical classifications. And infarcts were then also coded for lateralization, so left, right, and if they were bilateral, then both. We looked at 3-month outcomes of domain-specific health-reported quality of life scores using the NeuroQol questionnaire with 4 domains in upper extremity function, lower extremity function, executive function, and general concerns. Patients were determined to have impaired health-reported quality of life if any of the domains had greater than a half standard deviation from the normalized population mean score for the NeuroQol. So we first evaluated each infarct location for association with quality of life using univariate analysis. And then in our multivariable logistic regression model, we included infarct locations that were associated with impaired quality of life in a univariate analysis defined as a p-value of less than 0.05.
So what did you find? What were the outcomes? Yep, go for it when you're ready.
So we enrolled 229 patients. The mean age was 64.9 years old. 55% of our patients were male, 30% were African American, and our median initial NIH stroke scale was 1. We noted impaired quality of life at 3 months in 84 patients, which is 36.2% of our cohort. In our univariate analysis, patients were more likely to have impaired quality of life if they had infarcts in the subcortical region. Patients with infarcts in this region compared to the patients without infarcts in the subcortical region was 86% versus 39.3% with a p-value of 0.02, and also in the brainstem location. And compared to patients without infarcts in the brainstem location, it was 21.4% versus 10.3% respectively with a p-value of 0.01. So in the multivariable analysis, we grouped our subcortical and brainstem infarcts together into one group and combined with covariables of baseline demographics and clinical variables. Patients that had subcortical and or brainstem infarcts were independently associated with increased odds of having impaired quality of life at 3 months with an adjusted odds ratio of 2.54 and a p-value of 0.01.
So how does honing in on this particular population in this study impact long-term clinical practice?
We know that locations matter for functional outcomes, but this is the first study to evaluate the impact of acute infarct locations on quality of life in patients with mild ischemic stroke. After a mild ischemic stroke, cortical and brainstem infarct locations can predict impairment in quality of life. By domain of quality of life, when we did our sub-analysis, subcortical and brainstem infarct locations predicted worse motor but not cognitive reported outcomes. We suspect that subtle deficits due to subcortical and or brainstem infarct locations evident on index imaging worsen long-term quality of life after mild ischemic stroke. Patients with infratentorial and eloquent subcortical infarcts can present with subtle findings including weakness, and coordination and swallowing difficulties that can significantly impact quality of life, but not be detected using functional measures such as the modified Rankin score or even the NIH stroke scale, especially in patients with only mild deficits and classified as mild ischemic stroke. Infarct location should be considered, especially in rehabilitation evaluation at time of index stroke despite mild deficits, and could be used to identify patients for targeted rehabilitation in the future.
You've been listening to Dr. Chen Lin from Northwestern University, Feinberg School of Medicine, Chicago, Illinois in the U.S. He's the lead author for the article, Infarct Location is Associated with Quality of Life After Mild Ischemic Stroke, which was recently published in the International Journal of Stroke. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.